91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Yeah, Voice of the Cape, that's the place, that's who we are, that's where we are, that's where you'll find us. We're in the universe, that's the good news. Of course, 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. Time now for What's Trending, Tanya Khoury, Acumen Media. Yeah, check them out. But Tanya, how are you doing?
Breathed a little bit of an exhale, I must say, from this morning. I don't know how you feel.
Now, the Civil War didn't happen.
Started off on the brink of Civil War, but I think we had it ended up better than we could have ever hoped for, I think.
It fizzled out.
The only thing is that now he's gone, hasn't he? So now who knows what happens next.
Yeah, it's fizzled out. In fact, I think the heat was just too much for everybody. And nothing like a hot day just to frizzle people out, and there's no energy to lose their tempers anymore. But
I think when Julius Malema and the EFF arrived, before they even arrived, you had these images of farmers and farm dwellers, so farm and farm workers all together taking a prayer, and there was no color there. You know, like there was, like it certainly wasn't about race. And I think when you saw that image and then the EFF walking, shouting about racism and white apartheid and, you know, the narrative that he just cannot stop using. And he was faced with actually just South Africans who needed help, you know, and it's very hard because I saw at one point, the farm workers speaking to the EFF, some EFF supporters, and it was a conversation, not a heated debate, you know. I think, look, certainly for Julius Malema, it was his opportunity to show his voice. I don't know what that voice is, though, Shafiq, because that man flip-flops from one North Pole to the South Pole, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, he told them to go into these people to go into town and enjoy themselves. Go buy a burger or something.
Go eat nicely, he said, basically.
I mean, on news.
And then he said, we're not taking guns, tweets a picture of an AK-47, and then says we'll defend ourselves using our bodies and does a karate chop on TV. I mean, is he on acid?
No, he's on adrenaline. No, I don't know. I mean, I saw that karate. It was a very feeble karate chop. He actually needs some instruction about how to do a karate chop. But it was a very unfortunate interview.
Yes.
It was bombastic. Yes. It was fascist. It just wasn't good. And it seems right now as if the only politics the EFF can offer is thunder and blood.
Absolutely.
And destruction. And it's not going to go down very well for much longer, because if you want to be a populist and you don't deliver, people will remember when you don't deliver. And right now, South Africans want bread and jobs, simple as that.
My friend, we just want to get on with stuff, man.
Yep.
We're so broken. We've had a year from hell. And we just want to be able to feed ourselves and sleep safe at night. That's a simple thing here. And they're basic human rights we're asking for. And throwing Julius and AfriForum and Madame Zilla herself standing next to AfriForum, I ask you, with cheers in my nose, deep blue eyes.
Oh, Helen.
I can't. I rolled my eyes so hard they almost fell out of the back of my head. But, I mean, in that particular interview, he flip-flopped so much. I mean, he speaks about gender-based violence. But yet there was no EFF rally when those 2 8-year-olds were raped and that ANC MP and his stepson were at court. There was no rally then. So, like, he definitely chooses the race card, and clicks was 2 weeks ago, Julius. Like, and you drove these people there in your own buses. Like, I'm not so sure that you are relevant anymore in the South Africa. That's the way I'm reading it. Like, you've got your handful of protesters, but the nation is tired.
They're tired.
Of talk.
Yeah, yeah. But they're tied, but they'll still vote for Malema. Don't worry, the EFF.
But who else do they have to vote for? And that's the biggest problem in our country, isn't it?
Yeah.
It comes back to that.
Your municipal elections next year are going to be an emotional but very interesting affair, because municipal elections normally occur while everybody's half asleep. I think people are going to be very wide awake this time. So we'll just have to see.
Well, we saw it last time, did it? Left Tshwane and Gauteng in an absolute shambles.
Yeah,
What have we got to look forward to when it comes? Who knows?
I think this time the major cities we're probably going to see coalitions. And EFF is going to be the bridesmaid to a number of these coalitions again. So, yeah, it's not going to be an easy passage for municipal politics. In fact, municipalities, I think, should not be political. But unfortunately, they are.
I even feel that they should be held accountable by civil society. I feel we should interview the candidates and we should make sure that they deliver on their KPIs once a quarter. I think it should be us that make sure that our municipalities run, us, in that area, you know. And if they don't, you're not the guy for the job. Let's get the next guy in. But I'm also a dreamer. Let's talk about something fun. Did you see Carl Niehaus with his new suit? He's only bought the one. Did you see?
Yes.
It's the same suit every time.
Yeah, it doesn't come from Pep stores, though. That's the problem. Pep stores are very upset with him. He normally buys his army uniforms from them, and now he's betrayed them and gone and got this suit.
This really exceptional suit that he can't get out of, clearly. I wonder if his mom chose it for him.
I don't think so. Yes.
And then, of course, my favorite, and I'm loving him more and more every day. I'm sorry to say, you can hate me for it, but Razzmatazz, Fikile Mbalula, he came up this weekend. He just dropped tweets like bombs.
Well, I mean, okay. What does his, what's the saying on his tweet, on his Twitter account? Fear. All right. I can't repeat that on Family Radio.
No,
it starts with an F and it ends with something else. Yeah. Yeah. Fear.
Well, certainly, I think that he's going to drop some serious files in a minute. Is about to be the big clicker back, and I think it's going to be very exciting, and the heat is on. And this is the thing, is I think that also Senekal was a big diversion for what else we see in South Africa today. Like, that story between Ace and Fikile Mbalula and MK and Carl Niehaus is a very big story, actually. It was a very big message. It failed, in my opinion. Certainly, on top of that, we saw the 35th witness testify that Jacob Zuma ordered fraud and corruption to take place to the tune of 8 million for one of his chummies at Transnet this time. That's 35 people have actually sworn statements that implicate Jacob Zuma, and he cannot run from court anymore. On top of that, we see that the president and his economic great economic plan is only four steps, Shafiq.
Look, how much the thing is, I think we have to put this in context. What can you say that hasn't been said already?
Mm-hmm.
And at least we're talking about a plan. And if some of the things he says are actually implemented, which we're not very good at doing, like alternative energy, for example, etc., yes, we can make some progress. So it sure as hell beats.
I'm believing it.
It beats nothing. It beats Trump any day. Beats nothing.
Do you think he even had COVID?
I don't know. Who knows?
That was an interesting story. My last one is, there's two. Firstly, Angelo Gritzi, do you think he's really sick or do you think he's pulling the shakes?
It's difficult because I've just watching on television in the studio now of him appearing in court with a breathing apparatus. He looks seriously overweight. He's already had a heart operation. You know, him being unhealthy is more likely than Shabir Sheikh, who looked in
Well,
in,
yes. Yeah. I think if you're going to use that excuse, you'd rather pick Angelo than you would do Shabir, right?
Yeah.
So, and look, the one thing about it was, I mean, I found out this week that he's hidden a whole pile of money. Like, he really fessed up. Like, he stood up. He even, I don't think I'll ever forget the moment when he told Judge Saunders that he was a racist, you know? Like, that, he got it all off his chest, and he accepted his fate, and he moved forward. So, like, maybe he's trying to get out of prison time, but I don't know. He may very well be sick.
Yeah, in fact, we're just, you know, there's lots of speculation, and I don't want to go into the speculation. Let's hope he is healthy so he can face the music together with his co-conspirators, because, yeah, I mean, historically, he goes down as a whistleblower.
Yes.
Although he's a whistleblower that has to pay some consequences, yes. At least he bust open Basasa.
He certainly did. And with that, I mean, it was after Angelo Grisi's testimony that other people had courage to come forward, I think. Because I saw a big change in the way testimony was given after Grisi. It was like, oh, okay, all right, well, let's also drop some files here. In the Western Cape, though, you can't be an African in the African continent, according to your CV. You really can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, I mean,
what happened?
Yeah, this is very strange because I was born in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't born in England. I wasn't born in Belarus. I wasn't mm-hmm. born in the Ukraine. I was born here. And as far as I'm concerned, I am an African. And I promise you, the next time I have to put up my CV, I'm going to put African in it.
Me too. I'm so doing that. Like, we are all Mr. Snowman. We are all Mr. Snowman.
Yeah.
And then my last story to wrap up is Tuli Madonsela wants a do-over, and I must say, so do I. Can we just start again?
Yeah, all right.
But yes, that it's been a week like no other. I'm very glad there was no bloodshed today at Senekal. I don't know what the weekend will bring, but it seemed to me like that situation was dissipated. And this morning was a very different energy, that was for sure.
Absolutely. And on that note, Tanya, I give you permission to close your laptop, and I can hear the dolphins calling you.
They are definitely calling. The laptop is shut. Thank you so much. Stay safe, everybody. Salaam alaikum. Well,